Kanye West just had another Donda album listening party at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, man. Let's talk about it, dog. What is steak and eggs? It is not a game.
Meal, steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs.
Steak and egg.
Steak, eggs,
steak and egg. Steak and egg.
Yeah.
Steak and egg.
What is steak and eggs? Follow steak and eggs. Follow steak and eggs.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Follow steak and eggs. Follow steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs.
Yeah. What up, what up, what up, man? Welcome back to Steak and Eggs, man. I hope everybody out there is doing good, enjoying life, living life to the fullest, man. Y'all fully blessed, dog. But first and foremost, I need y'all to like, comment, subscribe to the YouTube channel, follow Steak and Eggs each and every place that you can think of, dog. I'm pretty sure you'll be able to find Steak and Eggs on that mug, dog. Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Patreon, everywhere, dog. Anchor for the podcast, Spotify for the podcast, Apple podcast, dog. And without further ado, man, I'm just so excited. So I'm reeling in from what, you know, we all just experienced with the Donda album listening party part two. They just had a second one that Kanye just did at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and it was totally different from the first go round, man. So first things first, man, my dude was just dressed in black the entire time. If you've been following him for the last week and a half, he's been living out of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. He actually moved into the stadium in a small room, bed and everything like that. Starting last night, he had started like doing a live stream just so everybody could just see what was going on, all the different types of people that was coming in, from Fabio Foreign to Steve Lacy to The Lox, dog. Playboi Carti was there, Mike Dean, man. So it's just like everybody was just locked into this small room trying to complete and finish this album. And so now this album sounds totally different from what we heard last week. So if you remember last week, we dropped the video after the first album listening party when the album was supposed to drop, and it might have been a week or a week and a half ago, but remember, Donda was supposed to have dropped a while like back then, but they pushed the date back. And like I said in the last video, I was going to be surprised if we would have got that album on time, because I just know how Ye is. Even if you're a fan of Ye, you know what I'm saying, then you would know that it's very rare that you get an album from Kanye West on time, because he's such a perfectionist, you know what I'm saying. And so from last time, from what I understood last time, was that a lot of people that were in the stadium, I saw the reviews and they were saying that they couldn't even hear the music really last time it sounded loud. So I think he absorbed and took all of that that criticism in from, you know, the fans and whatever it is, the spectators, and he did the right thing by trying to make sure the sound was right, the sound was hitting off the speakers, making sure that he got more features in there. Man, it's incredible, dog. A lot of people were saying this is the album of life. It's not the album of the year. Some people call it the album of the decade. No, this is the album of life, bro. And as I'm recording this, man, I'm really hoping that we do get this album on time this time, and we really should. It's incredible, dog. It sounds totally different from the first album, from the first time of what we heard. Some of the songs were still the same, but they had like new features on there, new verses, maybe new drums, new production. The beat sounded a little different and everything like that, dog. So it was just like really crazy to hear how different this album sounded, and it sounded way better. A lot of people didn't like how it sounded the last time, in which I did, but this one is like, so it's undeniable of how great this album is, especially compared to what we heard the last time. So he did the right thing by going in and fixing what he could and locking himself into that small room. And what I thought was just dope was that he allowed the people to kind of go on this journey with him, and through the live stream and stuff like that, and seeing who was coming in and coming out. And then those people that you saw coming in and coming out, were actually on the album, like, you know what I'm saying? So I think I might have missed like the first song or first couple of songs, but I think I missed the first song. Yeah, man, Moon, this time, Moon has Kid Cudi on there. It still has Don Toliver with the hook or whatever, but it has Kid Cudi this time. And it's just like, now, like last time, Cudi said that he wasn't on the album, but he just put out a tweet saying like, yeah, when I did say I wasn't on the album, I wasn't on the album. Yeah, he just called me and I got on there. So I thought that that was dope to add Cudi onto Moon, because that is, it was already an ill song, and to add Cudi to something that was already ill with Don Toliver, man, like, just crazy magnificent. Praise God, dog, with Travis Scott and Baby Keem. Baby Keem just killed it, and Baby Keem is going on tour, so I really know that he's going to be performing his verse from this song on tour and shutting it down, man. Baby Keem is dope, and he's on the rise, man. It's Kendrick Lamar's little cousin or whatever, and they run like PG Lang label together or whatever, and I believe Soundwave as well. Yeah, man, it was a track with Lil Yachty, and I believe Dirk was on that song too. Yachty's verse was ill. Man, it's just crazy just to see how many features. Like, dude, just he really pulled out the Avengers. This, like, for real, man. But what makes it dope is that, you know, a lot of people love Ye. I know a lot of people hate Ye, and they are so proud to kind of like announce it to the world, like, oh, y'all listening to that Kanye? I'm not. It's like, okay, whoop-de-doo, my nigga. Like, don't nobody care that you don't like dude. Like, don't nobody care that you're not listening to him. Like, let the people that enjoy Ye, or the people that want to listen to him, or the people that didn't turn their back on him when he was going through what he was going through with everything that he said or what he did, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, let us people enjoy Kanye West, you know what I'm saying? Some of us are diehard fans, some of us are just fans, some of us are just probably tired of hating him or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't turn my back on him, and I know a lot of people didn't, you know what I'm saying? And so you know, we thankful to go through that experience and that process and that journey to land here and to finally see Donda finna come out, you know what I'm saying? And it should be out now, you know what I'm saying? Let me just go ahead and head over the title and see if it really dropped, you know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't be surprised, because you know we fans of Kanye, man, and we know what it is, dog. But shout out to the Lox, dog. You know, after the Lox killed Versus, man, they killed Dipset in the Versus battle, dog. They hopped on the plane and flew to Atlanta, and they actually made it onto this album, and they all killed it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's verse was ill, man. Shout out to Jadakiss, Style, Sheik, Looch, man. Some of my favorite rappers ever to bless the microphone. But they actually made it onto this album hours after they just killed Dipset and Versus. And not to mention, they were on the song with J Electronica, dog. So that song is just crazy, crazy ill. You know what I'm saying? And then I like at the end of that song, because the name of the song was Jesus Lord, I believe. But at the end of that song, you know, Kanye had Larry Hoover Jr., who was Larry Hoover, the leader of the Gangsta Disciples, the GDs in Chicago. And Larry Hoover Jr. just had like he spoke. And it was really dope to hear what he had to say about, you know, like, my dad's been locked down for 25 years, 23 hours and 1 hour outside, you know what I'm saying? But he was like, you know, they told me that, you know, my dad would come home when I was a kid, but I went to college, and now I have kids, and my kids that went to college, and my dad still hasn't made it out of prison yet, you know what I'm saying? And I thought that was really, really dope, because while Kanye was going through his situations and linking up with Trump or whatever it is, he was doing that to try to get Larry Hoover free from prison. You know what I'm saying? He was really fighting hard for Larry Hoover to get free from prison. So I thought that was dope that just came full circle, and to hear Larry Hoover Jr. make it on this album and to speak as a son missing his father, you know what I'm saying? And now his son is a father, and now Larry Hoover has never met his stepkids or hugged his stepkids. And so, man, it's a crazy album, man. A lot of dope features, man. Roddy Ricch, Pop Smoke, man. The song with Pop Smoke, man, Ye just started going berserk, man. He just started jumping around, going crazy. My dude Levitated, man, at the last song. He just levitated into the sky, ascended up into the sky. I thought that was lit, man. I really even just like the concept of just playing your music and you just stand there, really. I just really thought that that was pretty, really dope. But Ye can get that off. A lot of people can't, you know what I'm saying? But we heard Playboi Carti on the album twice on number 5, Junior Watanabe. Carti killed that verse, man. And then Carti was on another song. He was on another song somewhere, man, but he destroyed it, man. You know, and I'm a big Carti fan. Okay, yeah, Carti was on Off the Grid with Favio Foreign. And when I tell you, so Favio was one of the guys that was in the later sessions and stuff like that. You know, like there's a video of Favio in the room with Ye recording like they verse or whatever, but Ye like pumping iron and stuff like that, and Favio in there with the Donda bulletproof vest on. And I really just thought it was dope because I like Favio Foreign, a new up-and-coming rapper from Brooklyn, man. You know what I'm saying? He got hits and stuff. He part of the Brooklyn drill wave, man. But Favio is dope, you know what I'm saying? He has like a witty style to him. Like he might say some silly stuff, but it's, his style is kind of witty, and you can tell that he knows how to rap. And what I think about a cat like him is just like you can just tell that he kind of grew up with that old New York sound, like those old, like those, like Jadakiss and 50 and all these guys, where so he knows how to rap, but he's just good at making the type of music that he makes and making those type of bangers. But man, when I tell you that this Off the Grid song, Favio Foreign ate that song, dude. Like he completely destroyed it, dog. Yeah, man. Really dope. Remote Control with Kid Cudi and Young Thug, man. Just to hear Thug and Cudi on a song together was just even ill. Man, so a lot of dope features, man. Griselda made it on the album with on the song with 070 Shake. Man, dog, like, I really hope y'all paid it. Like, y'all got the chance to check it out, man. My phone was tripping, so I had to, like, keep closing it and opening it back up or whatever, so I was missing like little verses or maybe like little words or whatever it is. But man, other than that, man, I really enjoyed it. Vory, I've never heard a song from Vory, but I'm definitely about to start checking Vory out because I love how his voice sounds, and so he's really dope. But yeah, man, Never Abandon the Family, just to even hear his mom speaking was just dope, man. Of course the song with Jay-Z, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm guess who's going to jail tonight, you know what I'm saying? God gonna pay my bail tonight. And then just to hear Jay come on and he just kills that verse at the end, and to tease that this might be the return of Watching the Throne, man. So I'm really, really hoping that we do get this album on time, man. I hope that everybody gets to enjoy this album, bro. It is a really incredible album. If you didn't get to peep the live stream, it was really, really ill. Totally different from last time. Like I said, if you go back and watch the last video that we did, completely, totally different. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know that they would be doing a second live stream or whatever it is. So yeah, man, I love the messaging about, you know, everything that God has done for him. He's still, you know, saying, praying to God on the songs and stuff. Sunday service, you can hear them in the background on 24 Hours. I didn't get to hear the Glory song, man. I don't think I heard the Glory song that him and Dr. Dre did, but that might have been the first song that I missed. But I didn't get to hear it, but I really, really like that song. I know God breathed on this. Wrap Your Arms Around Me, that he has songs where he was just basically preaching that he missed his family, he loved his family. Messages in the songs where he was just saying, like, I know I'm human, I'm not perfect, I make mistakes. Man, it's just a dope album, and I think this is what we needed to hear from him. I know a lot of last time people were saying that they felt like he wasn't really rapping enough, but no, like, he has verses on these songs where he's like getting his issue off, man. Great album, dog. I really, really can't wait to just like hear it and listen to it every day. And you know what I'm saying, let it play in the whip, let it play around the house, dog. You know, I'm a Kanye fan. For all the Kanye fans out there, man, I know that y'all are satisfied, man. We eating today, you know what I'm saying? We just enjoyed ourselves, dog. It was amazing. You know, and until next time, man, You know what I'm saying? Follow Steak and Eggs on each and every platform, dog. Like, comment, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Tell your friends about it, dog. Follow us on Anchor, Spotify, man. We got playlists on AudioMac, playlists on Spotify. Go to www.steakandeggs.com for the blog and for the merch, dog. And everything like that, man. Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, dog. You know what I'm saying? We are everywhere, man. We try to be as many places as we can be so we can be accessible to y'all, man. But thanks to everybody showing Steak and Eggs love and support, bro. Y'all are amazing, man. Y'all the coolest people in the world, man. And yeah, man, Donda, man, it should be coming out very, very soon. I really hope we get it very soon. And no more pushbacks and no more release dates, man. Peace out, y'all.